No matter when you were born, there are always some classic toys and films that made good memories. Are board games based on James Bond films among your memories? This game was launched by a board game company and can be played by 2 to 4 players. It was released at around the same time as Goldfinger, which was a 1964 spy film and the third installment in the James Bond series. It was the first of a series of James Bond board games. Many toys are film-related products, helping these films continue their leading roles in popular culture and fashion. The main character in the board game and the film is James Bond, codenamed 007. A British secret agent in novels by Ian Fleming, he became a world-famous film character, with the James Bond films remaining popular to this day. The films combine unique imagination, twists and turns in storylines, exciting scenes and fantastic special effects, making the fictional James Bond a famous idol. In the 1960s, James Bond swept the world, including Hong Kong. With the release of the first James Bond film, Dr. No, in 1962, the Hong Kong film industry was also influenced by spy films. During the 1960s, this helped lead to a succession of Hong Kong films featuring chivalrous female burglars. The names Wong Ung, Black Rose and Mok Lan Pha were heard in every street. Their image of combating evildoers and supporting weak people went deep into the hearts of regular people. The burglar heroine films focus on women, unlike the male-dominated James Bond films. Nevertheless, the soundtracks and the creative weapons used by the protagonists in the burglar heroine movies in the East are similar to those of James Bond films in the West. In the 1960s, the Hong Kong economy was booming, but social conflicts occurred from time to time, and the cultural collision between China and the West became apparent. Hong Kong's film industry responded to the social situation at that time with the theme of a burglar heroine. The emergence of burglar heroine movies indicates that foreign culture can be accepted and adapted in Hong Kong, resulting in unique local cultural trends.